He peeled back the sleeping bag and immediately felt goosebumps prickling up on the flesh beneath his long-sleeved shirt. Ignoring the cold, he picked his way through the semi-darkness until he found his personal holocom lying under a pile of clothes in one corner of the tent. Scooting back into the warmth of his sleeping bag, Revan activated the device. T3, can you read me? A tiny holographic image of the droid materialized in front of him, beeping with concern.
Everything's fine, Revan assured him in a whisper. Just try to keep it down. Candorus is still asleep.
The astromech's response was an excited whistle, though the volume was slightly lower than before.
See? I knew you'd be able to put the Hawk back together without my help.
T3 beeped indignantly.
Yeah, that snow gets everywhere, but it'll melt. Besides, you can worry about that later. I need you to do something for me. Start scanning the topography maps for two massive columns of ice standing close together, 2 or 3 kilometers high at least. When you find them, send me the coordinates.
There were roughly 30 seconds of silence on the other end before T3 chirped a reply.
Great work, T3. Remember, keep an eye on the ship. I'll call you if we need anything else.
Revan turned off the holocom, knowing the easy part was over. T3 might have been slightly annoyed with him, but dealing with the droid was going to be a whole lot easier than getting the snoring giant beside him up and moving.
Wake up,
he said, reaching across the heater to shake Candorus out of his slumber.
We need to talk.
Candorus grumbled something profane in Mandoa at him and rolled over onto his other side.
It's important,
Revan said, shaking him even harder.
You have to get Vila to move the camp.
What? What about Vila?
Candorus mumbled, opening one eye.
You have to get her to move the camp.
The eye closed again.
That's her call, not mine. She's the clan chief.
I think they're looking for Mandalore's mask in the wrong place.
Both eyes snapped open, and Candorus levered himself up to a sitting position.
Well, why didn't you say so?